North House Folk School in Grand Marais strives to enrich lives and build community through the teaching of traditional northern crafts. Greg Wright is the school's executive director, and he joins us now to let us know what's coming up at North House. Hi, Greg.
Good morning.
You have a big community event coming up.
Well, you know, September has really turned into a month of music in a joyous way here in Cook County and, you know, in Grand Marais, and a fantastic weekend, Radio Waves. Incredible fall weather. Oh my. And our fingers are crossed we'll get a little bit of that weather. And that said, the journey of music continues this coming weekend, actually starting for us tomorrow, Unplugged. And this is Unplugged 13. I didn't even know I could count that high. is upon us. And the big top tent, which is one of the kind of iconic elements of the event, arrives, starts to get set up tomorrow. Takes them a couple days to set it up. And similarly, some friends from afar, Mountain Stage Radio Show, arrives in Cook County tomorrow as well. And, you know, the event is about celebrating craft, music, and community. And so there is an abundance of all of those things layered into the week. Probably everybody gets the idea, since we already talked about music, that music kind of on the heels of Radio Waves just rolls forward. Three nights of music, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, three concerts under the big top. The first two concerts are live radio shows recorded by Mountain Stage Radio, which we all listen to here on WTIP. And, you know, of course, that clan has become like family, not just for North House, but for Cook County. They pretty much start counting the days from the day from last year when they left. They were just, when do we get to come back? And, you know, and they're professionals. I mean, they are so good at bringing the craft of music alive. And each of the nights that they're there, Thursday and Friday, five different performers in 2 hours cross the stage. And it is an incredible experience because you see so much music in such a short time. And Larry Gross is busy also layering the story of who these people are and how they began their journey in music and what they're doing today. So it's a really neat, first couple nights. And then Saturday night is, of course, kind of the classic Unplugged gathering with John Vesner, who started Unplugged, a Grammy Award-winning songwriter from Nashville who fell in love with Cook County and Grand Marais when he was a kid, and came back and decided to pour a part of his heart into this world. And, you know, who's there? Well, a gal named Ellis is going to be there. There's a special guest that John, of course, isn't going to let us know about who's going to be there. Triple award Grammy winner, a guy named Bill Miller, is a Native American who writes music, plays the traditional flute, is going to be one of the performers Saturday night. And, you know, and never mind the list, Chris Smither, Pert in Your Sandstone on Thursday and Friday. It's really, from a music perspective, it's an incredibly rich weekend.
And it's more than music, though.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's... Hey, we've spent the first couple minutes just talking music. And then, but that said, you know, there's a folk artisan marketplace that goes nonstop from Thursday at 4 all weekend long. There's a series of mini classes and macro classes that you can do. There's several different guitar workshops that you can take. I think three different guitar workshops, a songwriting workshop. There's craft classes, of course, going on. And there's even a beer tasting class going on. Two, actually. One with Ryan Petz, who probably everybody knows the name, from Hovland, who with three friends started Fulting Beer. They're one of the sponsors of the event. Another with Scott Graydon of the New Scenic Cafe. And it's with Scott, it's food and paired with beer, and with Ryan, it's all beer. The tasting and the art of brewing. Ryan's also doing a talk on Saturday about how do you move from a garage as four friends, homebrewers, and this is like maybe seven and a half years ago. They were homebrewers together, and now they're just opening this humongous craft brewery down in Minneapolis, right on the river. And then Saturday, there's a old-fashioned community square dance under the tent. Having set all the chairs up, they're all numbered. They're lines. They're going to look so nice for Thursday and Friday. Of course, we agreed to rip all the chairs down. And Pertnir Sandstone is going to play an old-fashioned square dance at noon on Saturday. So what I'd encourage folks to do is visit the website, northhouse.org. There's a comprehensive program flyer you can download that shows, you know, it's in kind of a timeline of courses and sessions and public programs, et cetera. And you can also buy tickets there online if you'd like to sign up. So it's a great, great afternoon, you know, what any time of day, come on down.
What does it mean to get the pass?
Get the pass. So some of the activities, of course, on campus are free. Because they should be. Before the show each night, there's live music outdoors. The Folk Artisan Marketplace, free. Other things cost you a touch. And so, for instance, the community square dance or the speaker with Ryan cost you a touch. But if you get the pass, which is a member benefit, so if you're a supporter of the school, you get this benefit as well, boom, you're in golden. It's a treat for you. Thanks for being a supporter of the school. And so it's really simple to get the pass. Really simple to be a supporter. That said, if all you want to do is, you know, put a fiver down or a tenner down as you walk in the door, that works too. So all depends on how you want to plug into the event. Our goal, again, is celebrate craft, celebrate music, celebrate community. And, you know, this is a great weekend to be on campus. We hope to see lots of friends and neighbors.
We're talking with Greg Wright, Executive Director of the North House Folk School in Grand Marais. Unplug 13, the Northern Harvest, is September 11th through 14th. To learn more, visit northhouse.org or call 387-9762. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Greg?
Well, we're just looking forward to seeing everybody. And keep your eyes on September 1st. Our new catalog went to the printer, so it should be in your mailboxes soon.
Thanks for coming in, and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.